or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's hump day for the week, and man, these temperatures are just great. That's all I can tell you. I can get used to this, actually. 72 at Hollis, 73 at Hobart, 72 at Butler, 72 at Arnett, 68 at Freedom, and 76 at Beaver. And 67 at Medford out here in the panhandle of Texas. More of the same, just a little bit warmer. 76 at Lipscomb, Miami. 74, 68 at Dozer. 78 at Odell. And 72 at Goodland. All kinds of things to talk about today. Today is the Taylor Ranch happy hour. Got more about them coming up. I got the Taylor Ranch question for you coming up at the end of this segment, so get ready. Nothing major going on. Feeding some weaning calves. That's about it. I ended up with a half inch at the house, which I'll take, but I'm gonna have to keep putting some water on the peanuts. They need about an inch a week to every 10 days, and I can get ahead of them right now. I was behind on one field and I was ahead on the other. But I'll get caught up here now. So we'll see what's going on. Nothing else going on. Let's see here. Yeah, there is some stuff going on here. Hang on here a second. All kinds of things going on with Paragon TV and Big Elk TV. Coming up this Friday, is that right? August 29th at 7 o'clock on ParagonTV.com. Texoma will be at Merritt this Friday night. Action starts at 7 o'clock. Big Elk TV football coverage, non-district, will be start. Elk City's playing at Canadian, Texas this Friday at 7 o'clock. You can watch that on BigElkTV.com. And Skinny on Sports, Mr. Skinny himself will be calling that one. And I know we got some more stuff coming up here. Hang on here. Softball. Yeah, we got some softball today. LKS will be at Woodward. And then Bishop McGinnis will be here at Elk City tomorrow. All play starts at 5 o'clock, and that's on BigElkTV.com. And then, of course, we got the 87th Annual Rodeo of Champions coming up August 29th, 30th, and 31st here in Elk City. Everything starts at 8 o'clock. Lots of cool stuff going on. Friday night's Dr. Pepper night. Kids ages 12 and under get in free to bleacher seating with a Dr. Pepper can. Just all kind of, what's new this year is the Wisconsin FMX dirt bikes take to the arena doing hair-raising flips, spins, and turns 30 feet in the air. And then that's all coming up this weekend. And then the next weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the Red Dirt Rodeo at Cheyenne, Oklahoma. The little daddy of them all, as the ad says. It will be at the Black Kettle Arena there in Cheyenne. Let's see here. September 5th and 6th and 7th, 5th and 6th, will be start at 7 p.m., $16,500 added money. You can get tickets right now. They're on sale at eventbrite.com. And there you have it. Or if you want to get tickets on Saturday night, stick around for the after party there. They'll have a live band going on there. So that's a lot of stuff going on in the right weather for it, as far as I'm concerned. I did drop some tomatoes off. Tomatoes been kind of hard to come by, but they look like they're picking up back up in my high tunnel again. I dropped some off at Kurt Feed this morning, and I got a couple orders to fill this week. So hopefully I can pick some more tomatoes today or tomorrow and fill in a couple people that's been wanting some for salsa. Got that going on. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as the winter harvest in the U.S. wraps up and collection of spring varieties rolls on. About 98% of the U.S. winter crop was in the bin as of Sunday, up 94% from a week earlier. Roughly 53% of the spring wheat was harvested at the start of the week versus 36% a week ago. Just below half of the spring crop was in good or excellent condition, down a percentage point week over week, and well behind the 69% that earned top ratings at this point a year earlier. Let's see. Russia expects now wheat production to be at 86 million metric tons. That's up half a million tons from the previous outlook. The USDA earlier this month forecast Russian output to be at 83.5 million metric tons. So they corn futures were also lower overnight. Unfavorable weather in much of the U.S. Midwest, where soybeans were modestly higher on technical buying. Wheat for September delivery lost 4 cents to 5.27¾ cents a bushel, while Kansas City, and that was in Chicago, while Kansas City futures dropped 4 cents to 5.13¾ cents a bushel. Corn futures for December delivery fell a penny and a half to 4.88 a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery came up 2¼ cents to 10.51¾ a bushel. Soy meal was down $1.10 to 2.92.20 a short ton, and soybean oil lost 11.11 cents to 53.37 cents a pound. Corn prices have dropped about 50% since the peak in 2022, while the cost of production has declined only modestly, making production of the grain unprofitable, according to the National Corn Growers Association in its report. Despite plunging prices, the cost to grow an acre of corn this year is down only 3.3% when prices dropped in 2022, the group said. This is particularly problematic, of course, for farmers trying to cash flow high production costs while the corn price has tanked. Production of the grain in the U.S. is poised to reach 16.742 billion bushels on yields of 188.8 bushels an acre in 2025 and 26 marketing year, which starts next Monday. The USDA said in its report earlier this month, both would be records if realized. Favorable weather throughout much of the growing season in the Corn Belt led to record production and yield forecasts. The average cost to grow a bushel of corn this year is projected to be about $4.75. The USDA expects farmers will receive about $3.90 a bushel, resulting in a per bushel loss of 85 cents. Rising production costs combined with sharply declining corn prices have created significant financial challenges for the U.S. corn growers, leading to sustained negative profit margins. All I can say about this is it's the same in every category. I don't have the numbers for wheat. I don't have the number for cotton. I don't have the number for milo. I don't have the numbers for soybean in front of me. But that's what's going on with farming right now, on the row cropping side especially. So I don't know what we do about it. What do you guys think? What can we do to make farming profitable again? Of course, higher prices for our commodities, but how do we do that? How do we go about that? Do we want more government control? Because the subsidies that you get for your crops, it doesn't make you a profit. It just helps ease the pain of what you lost. We can insure our crops and do all that, and I'm sure there's some way through there that there could be a break even. Make a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. These prices are just like they were in the 70s, but a tractor back then was what, $30,000-$40,000. Today it's $300,000-$400,000. Planters were probably $4,000-$5,000 back in the late 70s. Now they're what, $100,000? And no, I don't know. I don't know the answer. I just like to get a feedback from you guys what we think we need to do to get our commodity prices to where they need to be. Because the machinery costs, the cost of land, fertilizer, none of that's going down. So the only answer is for these prices to go up. And we've done such a great job of teaching other countries how to grow crops that now they're on the marketplace in the world. And to blame this on our current administration, no, I'm not going to buy into that. These prices have been going backwards since 2022. And that was just a great year. And how many years was it from 2010 till 2022? How many years was, like, for instance, corn prices where they had a good price? Oh, what do you guys think? Well, what will solve this problem? How do we get our commodity prices up where they need to be? Cattle, that supply and demand deal going on, and we got more. We're going to talk more about cattle coming up in the next segment. So I don't know. It's one of those deals. All right, let's check out what's going on with the Taylor Ranch question. You guys ready? And so what I got is I got a pair of tickets to the Elk City Rodeo this Saturday, general admission tickets. I got a pair of them. Plus, where are they at? Somebody didn't steal them. There they are. I got the Three Amigos from the Taylor Ranch. They're beef sticks. I got Juanito, who is the original beef stick, and Jose, who's the sweet barbecue seasoned beef snack stick from Taylor Ranch. And then the most popular, as far as I'm concerned, I like them all, but the most popular from feedback I get from people is Jesus. It's the Taylor Ranch jalapeno cheddar beef snack stick. Really good. Now we're going to talk about beef sticks coming up later in the show. Also, I seen an article that came out from Pennsylvania, and it included some information from the Oklahoma Farm Bureau here in Oklahoma about beef stick snacks. So, okay, here's a question. You guys ready? The August USDA cattle on feed report came out last Friday. It showed a continuation of smaller numbers of cattle on feed for how many months in a row now? A, 6 months. B, 7 months. C, 8 months. D, 9 months. The August USDA cattle on feed report came out last week. It showed a continuation of smaller numbers of cattle on feed for how many months in a row now? 6, 7, 8, or 9? A, B, C, or D? We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break, and when we come back, we'll have our central crop care out of Hobart spraying needs for you on your pastures, crop fields. We'll have that ag report coming up, the grain report coming up here right after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Hi folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-82 radial tires and get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
When you're out working in the shop and the garage this summer, stay comfortable with a Portacool Apex Cooler. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Elk City, Weatherford, and Hinton has compact spot coolers for the garage. They've also got high-powered units that cool up to 6,500 square feet. Each unit blasts cool air up to 60 feet and connects to your phone with the CoolSync app for remote control. They're quiet, efficient, and tough with a lifetime warranty on molded housings. Swing by your local Napa and get your Portacool Apex Cooler and stay comfortable while you work this summer.
My papa started Hutton Inc. in 1983.
And now our uncle runs it just like papa did.
We're learning the ropes too, because this isn't just dirt work, it's family legacy.
From GPS guided earthwork to excavation, house and building pads, topsoil and aggregate sales, drainage repair, forklift and man lift rentals, Hutton Inc. does it all.
Three generations strong, we move the earth and your future.
Call Hutton Inc. at 580-225-0225.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August the 22nd. 1,665 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 456 brought 495. 16 at 476 brought 475. 7 at 576 brought 385. 5 at 620 brought 352. 5, 19 at 832 brought 339. 4 at 848 brought 342.50. 15 head of heifers at 370 brought 440. 13 at 437 brought 420. 6 at 503 brought 405. 18 at 584 brought 377.50. 12 at 667 brought 348. 8 at 998 brought 264. Butcher cows were 62 to 189. Butcher bulls 164 to 215. Bred cows were 1475 to 3450. Pairs were 1800 to 3950. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. Canadian, Texas, 74, humidity 76, dew point 66, and winds are out of south at 16 miles an hour with wind gust up to 19 miles an hour. 3.34 inches of rain so far in the month of August. 73 is 8-inch soil temperature at Canadian, Texas. All right, here is your Central Crop Care LLC out of Hobart, Oklahoma grain market update. And, man, some stuff took a tank when I got ready to do the show, or my preparing to do the show in the 11 o'clock hour. The cattle markets kind of took a tank. Ooh, not bad, but compared to what it was. Corn for September, 383, down 4.5. December, 406, down 3.5. Soybeans for September, 1028, down 0.5. November's 1047, down 1.75. Soybean meal, September, 291.30, down 590. October's down 670 at 283.80. Soybean oil, guess everything's taken a tank in the last hour and a half. September 52.59 for soybean oil, down 17. Hard red winter wheat's down 7 for September at 486. December's 512, down 5.5. Live cattle, October 239.05, down 85. December 240.20, up 27. Did I say down 85? It's up 85, sorry. Feeders for September, 364.65, down 40. October's 363.42, down 35, and November's 361.32, down 50. Lean hogs, October 94.32, up 90 cents. There you have it. All right. Let me read this deal for you here. What happened to it? Why did it refresh? Bear with me here a second. I got to research this. There we go. Get it going back up here just a second. You know how Facebook does it? Refreshes when you open it back up. It caught me off guard there. I had it up. What happened at Beaver yesterday was very exciting. That's what they were talking about this morning at the round table. There at Sayre this morning. Beaver County Stockyards, this is what the National Beef Wire is putting out. Beaver County Stockyards erupts. 28 records fall in historic Tuesday feeder sale. Beaver County Stockyards lit up the charts on Tuesday with a barn burner sale that shattered 28 all-time records, including some new historical highs for the 5, 7, 8, 9, and 10 weight class. A lot of these were stockyard records. Some of them were national records, just so you know here. In the 7-weight division, Beaver dominated the national scene with 54 head at 714 pounds, selling for 411, and I did the math on that. And that came out to $2,934.54 a head. They also sold 208 head at 708 pounds, bringing $407 per hundred weight. That came out to $2,881.56. Let's see here. The number three all-time national 7-weight sale and the highest ever for a group over 100 head. So it was set that one was the number three record nationally. Remarkably, Beaver set the top eight highest 7-weight prices in barn history in a single day. The 8-weight steers were just as explosive with multiple sales between 842 and 883, posting prices from 359 to 368.75 per hundredweight, locking down eight of the top 10 all-time weight prices at the barn. Each of these five major 8-weight sales ranks in the top 10 in Oklahoma history, and they were the highest ever recorded for lots over 100 head. On the heavy end, 43 head at 910 pounds brought 345, while 59 at 1,083 pounds sold for 325.50. Now the number 9 and 10 1,000 weight prices in barn history. Not to be overlooked, Beaver also set a top five all-time record on 5-weight calves with 11 head at 514 pounds, commanding a $464 per hundred weight price. And I did the math on that one. So 514s at 464 brought $2,384.96. The sales seem in at Beaver's place amongst the elite markets in the country, proving once again that when their cattle are right and the demand is high, Beaver delivers headline-making results. So let's just go check out the whole report. It finally came out a while ago. I was looking for it this morning. They probably had a long night. I looked at midnight, and they were still selling cows. Okay, let's check out some bred heifers. They look like they had 71 of those, average weight 856, average price 374.18 per hundred weight. And it came out to $3,204.77 per head. They was, out of those 71 head, they was 9 head of black heifers weighing 1,227, brought $419.84. That equaled to $5,150 per head. Some black white-faced bred heifers, 10 of them, weighing 1,218, brought $426.93. They came out to $5,200 per head. The rest of them look like they averaged somewhere between 2,100 and 2,700 head. Bulls. There was 22 head of bulls weighing anywhere from 1,095 all the way up to 2,100. And from a buddy down there at Reed, there was no Charolais bulls in this mentioned in this report. Looked like they were bringing around 189.71, basically 3,146. Per head. Big boys that were weighing right at 2,100, 2,000 above were bringing over $4,000 a head. Bull calves. How many bull calves we had? We had 117 head Average weight, 541. Average price, $377.62 per hundredweight. $2,041.25 was the average price on them. And it looked like the big seller was one that weighed 820, brought $2,460. And there was some mixed bull calves weighing 743, brought $2,468 a piece. Cows, they had quite a few of those. Let me get down here. I got to scroll through this report to get to it. There was 839 head of cows, average weight 1,222, average price 180.52, brought a little over $2,200 per head on the butcher cow. Heifer calves, that means they weren't weaned. 576 head, average weight 480, average price 412.14 per hundredweight, just a few dollars short of $2,000 a head. Heifer yearlings, and there was 1,122 head, average price 673, average weight 673. Wish it was the price of that. Average price $359.88 per hundredweight. They were bringing on the average $2,429 per head. And I don't think I mentioned this. There was 6,290 head went through that sale barn yesterday. So it was a long day for them. Okay, let's get down here to the yearlings. All right. Pairs. They had 26 pairs went through there. They were selling for $395.14 per hundredweight. They were averaged a little over $5,000 per head for those 26 pair. They were bringing anywhere from $3,700 all the way up to $5,550 per pair. All right, here we go. These are steer calves. 793 of them. Average weight 509, average price $433.11 per hundredweight, $2,203.26 per calf. So let me scroll back up here to the top of the report. And there was a bunch of them weighing around 760. We're bringing 25. There was a big bunch of mixed steer calves weighing 692. Brought 404, and that was $6 shy of $2,800 per head. All right, let's get to the yearlings, the steer yearlings. And where are they? Ain't that? Yep, 2,702 head of steer yearlings, average weight 808, average price $367.68 per hundredweight, $2,971.55 per hundredweight. The biggest part of them, they was that I was looking at here. They had quite a few of them. Let me do some quick figuring here. About 600 or 800 of them that weighed over 800 pounds that were bringing well over $3,000 a head. Top seller looks like it was around. There was 59 mixed steer yearlings, 1,083 pounds, $325.50. Per hundred weight, brought $3,524.78 per steer. How about that? And then let's see here what we got. That's it. I think that's it. Quite a sale going on at Beaver yesterday. And there you have it. Okay. I need to go to break, but I need to ask the question again because nobody's got it right yet. Okay, so listen up here for this Taylor Ranch question of the day. For the three amigos and a pair of tickets to go to Elk City Rodeo, this Rodeo Champions is coming up this Saturday. Not Friday night, but these tickets here are for Saturday. The August USDA cattle on feed report came out last week. If you get cow-calf corner and you see what Dr. Peel said, you can get this. It showed a continuation of smaller numbers of cattle on feed for how many months in a row now? A, 6 months, B, 7 months, C, 8 months, D, 9 months. If you want to play along, just text in your answer. If you want to win, I need your name to go along with your answer. 580-225-9697. We're going to take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room, we're signing the final pieces of paper and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner. And they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in five states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that, too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Freedom America. Currently it's 72 degrees, dew point 68, humidity's 87. Winds are out of the southeast at 12, 87 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 24 hours, 3.4 inches in the last 10 days, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 73. Sunset at 8:14, chance of thunderstorms, 80% today, according to the Mesonet, 82 for a high, 66 and for low tonight, 40% chance of rain, and then tomorrow, winds will be switching up out of the north, be coming out of the northeast, and a 20% chance of rain, 80 for a high, mañana in Freedom, Oklahoma. That's your Northwest Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. Okay. Let's see here. I wanted to talk about this. This came out in the Hample's Calftail webpage. I thought it was pretty neat deal that they're doing. We're talking about beef sticks, the Taylor Ranch beef sticks here. So Pennsylvania farmer beefs up backpacks. how one rancher is tackling hunger and reviving the local beef industry with a public-private partnership. When Amanda Butterfield first heard about a program turning donated beef into snack sticks for hungry kids, she didn't just file it away as a good idea. She launched her own version right in the middle of the Pennsylvania cattle country. The initiative called Beefing Up Backpacks takes scrap beef cuts donated by local producers, processes them into shelf-stable sticks, and distributes them through weekend backpack programs run by schools and nonprofits. In the first production run in May, the team distributed 12,000 sticks. Their year one goal, 72,000. We saw two broken parts of the food system, rural hunger and limited markets for beef, and realized we could strengthen both, Butterfield says. The project began in mid-2024 as a thought. By fall, Butterfield has helped launch the Pennsylvania Beef Foundation, a charitable arm of the Pennsylvania Beef Council, and secure a partnership with, I don't know how to pronounce this, Stoltzfus, I don't know, Meats in Intercourse, Pennsylvania, which agreed to process the sticks at cost. From there, things got real. They coordinated with vendors, wrestled around with packaging delays tied to international supply chain issues, and navigated labeling and logistics. The first shipment reached the students in the Towanda Area School District in May of 2025, just as the school year ended. Not the ideal timing, she admits, but food is food, and every delivery counts. They're now producing additional batches for summer and fall of 2025, and they're fielding requests from organizations statewide to expand. We've got more demand than we can meet. We're still figuring out how to scale it responsibly. The weekend backpack programs, largely run by churches, food banks, and schools, have become a lifeline for food insecure students, but they're often short on protein. Before partnering with Beefing Up Backpacks, the organization Chop Out Hunger filled bags mostly with produce and shelf-stable carbs. Protein made up just 2% of the contents. Providing protein-backed beef sticks ensures the Providing protein-packed beef sticks ensures students receive the nutrition they deserve, even on weekends. And what else we got? In the Towanda, 287 students receive weekly food bags, totaling more than 10,000 bags annually. But the estimated statewide need is staggering. To serve every eligible child, Pennsylvania would need to distribute 500,000 beef sticks per week. That's a lot of beef sticks. Beef was an intentional choice. It's broadly acceptable across most faiths, has a long shelf life, and offers a complete protein that's critical for brain development. But challah and kosher certifications are a barrier for now. Our core mission is to feed food insecure children with the highest impact option available. Beef trim is accessible and versatile and nutritionally dense. Still, sourcing donated beef is no small task. Long-term sustainability hinges on consistent corporate and processor partners. While the program received startup support via a line item in the fiscal year 24-25 Ag Excellence budget at the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, future state funding remains uncertain. We're proud to have industrial-led groups stepping up, and director of the Pennsylvania Beef Foundation, this effort is about feeding kids, but also showcasing the strength of Pennsylvania agriculture. Here's some of the barriers it's talking about. Funding, most grants are short-term and branding focus. What's needed is year-round operating support. Supply chains are limited. Processing capacity is tight. And so the Stoltz FUS, whatever you say, meets is donating labor but might not be able to handle statewide demand. Lack of infrastructure, unlike land grant back programs like in Colorado and New Mexico, Pennsylvania's efforts has no student interns, university processors, or administrative staff. Every cost comes out of donations or industry support. Data, there's no central database on the backpack programs. The team is building one from scratch using SNAP household data and on the on-ground outreach largely coordinated by Butterfield's daughter. So there's some inspirations for some other states. This will finish this up. While Pennsylvania's model is unique in its producer-led design, Butterfield credits several other states for blazing the trail for them. Colorado, with the support from Colorado State University, Five Rivers, and JBS, their program distributes 20,000 sticks per week. In Oklahoma, led by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, the initiative combines beef and pork sticks and distributes 35,000 sticks annually. Wyoming is a grassroots program supported by local producers and nonprofits, distributes about 20,000 sticks per year. New Mexico currently launching a pilot. They're currently launching a pilot with the help from New Mexico State University and beef producers. I'll follow up on this story later on, so we'll see how that goes. I think it's great. If we get into it in Oklahoma, something similar to that in Pennsylvania, we can call our local processors and talk to your school district and ask about stuff like this. I think it's pretty neat. Pretty neat deal. Okay. We finally had a winner. The correct answer. Somebody finally got the correct answer. Only two people out of what? 30. A lot of guessing going on here. I could tell nobody did their homework. A lot of guessing going on here. But out of 30 people that sent in a text, they was only two correct answers, and I'm looking for it right now. Fine on here. I got my question here. The August USDA cattle on feed report came out last week. It showed a continuation of smaller numbers of cattle on feed and for how many months in a row now? Here's your four answers you had to choose from. A, B, C, and D. 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, and 9 months. The correct answer was D. 9 months. And congratulations to the winner. Got the three Amigo beef sticks from Taylor Ranch and a pair of tickets to go to the rodeo Saturday night here in Elk City at the Rodeo of Champions. Somebody caught what I said. Only one person caught that I said that. I'm not going to repeat it on the radio again. All right, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. all the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
Your family is sitting around the supper table and something interesting happens. Just a few moments ago, there was lots of rustling and noises. And now nobody's saying a word. Everyone's too busy cutting up their steak and taking bites. Once in a while, someone says something about how good it tastes, but for the most part, everyone's pretty quiet. They're too busy chewing and swallowing and going back for another bite. The meat was processed exactly the way you wanted it, and all you had to do was tell us what you wanted. We processed your meat to the exact specifications, and since we processed the meat at your place, it was really simple for you. I'm Becky Brown, and my husband's Tony, and we're BT Butchers. It's a mobile meat processing shop. We come to you and make it easy as possible, the way you want it. The website is btbutchers.com. That's B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. Remember, it's your meat, and it feeds your family. You deserve to have it processed the way you want it.
One of the computers here at the station was crashing, about to lose everything on it, and we didn't even know it. But Dennis knew because he was watching, and he warned us in time.
Hey, Gabe, it's Dennis. Our system detected that one of your computers has a hard drive that's about to fail.
Which one?
It's Nathan's.
So what do I need to do?
Well, we probably need to get it in the shop and get the drive cloned to a new machine before he loses any data off of it.
Do you have another computer in stock that we can just get it fixed real quick?
Sure, we've got some in stock. Just need to get it in, get it cloned over, and be good to go.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dennis.
You bet. Sounds good.
See ya.
ITL monitors our computers at Paragon Communications remotely, so Dennis Teal knows there's a problem before we even know it. He helped us save years worth of valuable files. ITL's remote monitoring comes in very handy here at work. That kind of security system for your computers can keep your business running so you can keep making a living.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Huh. I guess the mezzanet at Altus is down, so let me change this here. Let's go to Hollis for your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. And come on, there we go. It's working. Hollis, currently at 74 degrees, dew point 66, humidity 77, the winds are out of the south, southeast at 4 miles an hour, 54 one-hundredths of an inch in the last 10 days, 83 is your 8, or your 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 814, sunset, 91 today, 71 tonight, and hot. Back to the real world tomorrow for August, 98 degrees tomorrow, with north winds 9 to 12 miles an hour. And there you have it. Speaking of wildlife, so starting, I don't even remember what day it was, October, so that would be October 5th, 6th. Starting October 6th, I'm going to have a research biologist or somebody from the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife on here talking about everything from mule deer to whitetail to antelope, to fishes, to turkeys, to quail, predators, feral hogs. We're going to be talking about it all. We're going to start this the first Monday of every month in October, and we're going to call it Jimmy's Wildlife Wisdom Hour. It's going to be fun. So let's talk a little bit about dove season. You know, it's coming up, starting Monday, and out here, this was from the Texas A&M AgriLife here. Strong populations and prime conditions are set for stage for promising dove season in the Texas Panhandle and more parts of Texas. Spring population surveys conducted by the Texas Park and Wildlife Department staff found mourning dove numbers continue to trend near historic highs. Combined with strong habitat conditions across much of the state, hunters should expect solid opportunities when the 2025 dove season opens September 1st. Estimate places the statewide mourning dove population at 35.9 million birds, a 5% increase from 2024 and 28% above the long-term average. White-winged dove numbers dipped slightly from last year's record but remained strong has an estimated 11.7 million of those, and that's the third highest estimate on record. Heavy wind and rain brought in by storms that moved across part of the state this spring likely impacted peak nesting season in hard-hit areas, particularly those ones in the hill country. But the milder temperatures and abundant rainfall created excellent breeding conditions across much of the state this summer. We're in a very strong position heading into the opener coming up this Monday. The director here noted that the other benefit to spring and summer rains is to impact the food source for doves later in this year. This year, they should be plenty of preferred dove forage seeding out just in time for some late fall action in October at the end of the first segment and into the second one. Birds may still be scattered across the landscape while food and water remain widely available. As August heat dries things out, hunters are likely to find larger groups gathering around water holes. Doves typically feed and water twice a day, so scouting their movement throughout the day is the key to a successful hunt. I'm telling you what, I'm seeing a bunch everywhere. I don't know about you guys. I don't care what the game warden says. He said he was looking for them. I'm seeing quite a few. Texas continues to lead the nation in dove hunting, accounting for 32% of the mourning dove and 87% of the white-winged dove harvest in the U.S. annually. More than 300,000 hunters take part each year, generating more than $500 million in economic activities. Pretty cool. See, here's some of the seasons in the Texas. The North Zone is September 1st through November 9th, resuming December the 19th through the January 27th. Central Zone is September 1st through October 26th, resuming December 12th, going through January the 14th. And that's the same way with the South Zone. See here, they said here there's going to be five special white-winged dove days, Friday, September 5th and Sunday, September 7th. During special white-winged dove days in the South Zone, hunting is allowed from noon to sunset only. In other words, you guys need to make sure you're up to date on some of these dove. You don't want to get in trouble. All dove hunters must carry a valid hunting license, a migratory game bird endorsement, HIP certification, survey completed during the license purchase. Anyone born after September 1st, 1971, must complete a hunter education course before hunting in Texas. Certification is valid for life and recognized in all states and provinces. Lack of hunter education certificate and the migratory game bird endorsement ranked as the two most common hunting violations during dove season. There you have it. Make sure you got your hunting license. Not so positive news off the outdoor wire. Oklahoma's fourth case of a wild deer infected with chronic wasting disease was confirmed this month in the Oklahoma Panhandle. The white-tailed deer was located in Texas County after a landowner reported the animal behaving abnormally. CWD is always fatal to deer, elk, moose, and other members of that kind of family, creating holes in the brain resembling those in sponges. Not good. As part of the state's CWD response strategy, the confirmation has prompted the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation to expand the existing selective surveillance area for chronic wasting disease in Texas County westward and southward. The CWD response strategy is a plan jointly produced by the Wildlife Department along with the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, and Forestry. There you have it. Hunters who harvest a deer within the SSA boundary must comply with specific regulations for handling and moving deer and other cervic parts outside that area. So check with your, the Wildlife Department is implementing its response plan to monitor and slow the potential spread of CWD, according to Dallas Barber, wildlife biologist over big game for the Oklahoma Wildlife Department. Our priority is to continue to ensure the health and management of our deer herd in Oklahoma and the steps in our CWD response strategy will help us do that. I watched a podcast last night that had Ted Nugent in it, and it's funny, this popped up on my email today, and I was listening to that last night, but it was interesting that Ted Nugent said, was talking about in the real world where that CWD actually came from in Colorado and started, and it was just interesting. You could check out Ted Nugent podcast, Google it, you'll find it, talking about CWD. Pretty interesting. And you know Ted, he's so cool when he's talking about stuff. Not really, he talks it out there. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. God bless everybody.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.